All right, listen, bitch, this is your wake-up call. You have been playing small for far too long, and it's time to step into the true power and potential that's been inside of you all along. I'm your host, Brandon Lynette, Christian Mindset Coach, best-selling author, and your new personal cheerleader, your internet bestie, and this is the Listen, Bitch podcast. We're in season seven, and this is all about unapologetically owning your worth, embracing the bold vision that God has for your life, and shattering every limit that's been holding you back. So if you're ready to get out of your own way, stop second guessing your dreams and start living the life you were born to live, then you're in the right place. Every week, we're diving deep into faith, mindset, and the hard truths that are going to help you unlock your next level. No sugarcoating, no excuses, just real talk about stepping into your destiny as a human of purpose and power. It is time to stop playing nice. Get ready to rise up, show up, and make this your year. Let's go. This is Listen, Bitch, where faith meets fierce and you finally start stepping into your true potential. I'm not even going to play you guys. Like, I cannot catch a break with my podcast this year, this season. It's been very trying. I will just say that. Woke up this morning to no internet because they're repairing our internet. So I've been waiting for a window. First things first, the kids had to do school and it's on the internet. So we got that done. And then I had some free time to jump in here. But I'm still like scared. I'm scared that the sound is going to be fucked, that something's going to go wrong. My cat's going to delete an episode. I actually didn't even, I had to lock them out of the off. I'm not letting them in here tonight because that's just too much. It's too much. She hits my keys and I think she does it on purpose. Anyway, so we're going to make this just like one of those short and sweet podcasts where I check in with you and, show up just for my own sanity. I've been seeing a post go around a lot lately. It's like a TikTok trend, something that's viral. Not the cool one, like my 6-year-old, cussing her heart out, but it's a great trend. I actually am really liking it. It's women saying they meet their younger selves at whatever age that was kind of pivotal in their moment, and they have coffee with them or whatever it is. And I think this is great. I think it is great to take yourself outside of where you are and to go back. This is part of what I, utilized when I was really heavy into coaching, is really getting back to healing like the hardest and most broken part of who you were. If you guys don't know my story, it's in my Once Upon a Time Bitches book. My mom actually signed her rights off on me when I was a kid, but a young teenager. And every time someone would ask me what was like the hardest part in your life, it was that moment of hearing her tell the judge, I'm signing my rights off. I'm done. I'm giving her to God. That's what she said. I'm giving her to God. And it's crazy, you guys, because I've since my mom and I are talking again, and it's been really great. And we had some tough conversations, but she doesn't even remember this. And it's mind blowing to me, like how we compartmentalize things that we do and kind of forget. It's wild to me. But that was like the most hurtful moment in my life. And I used to never be able to tell that story without crying. And going back and being willing to heal that part of me, to open up, to really just be vulnerable and experience those emotions. Like, I have sat with that girl a lot. I've sat with her a lot. And I'm just like, this is so. It's working out so much better for you than you could ever have imagined. It worked in my favor. And healing that part, and I talked about healing, how it's not linear, right? And we kind of go back and forth, and there's always a new situation that brings us to that space. But I'm probably going to spend the rest of my life with that little girl, truly. And because of that situation, it's part of the reason that I can confirm that God is real. That Jesus is real, that I am saved because of the blood of Christ. Like, it is very powerful for me. And I hope that in your journey of healing, I want you guys to watch these trends. And I want you to take some time to just sit with your younger self. And I see women doing it, girls doing it, but absolutely men should do this too. I mean, you've been through some shit. Sit with yourself, sit with your younger self, or a point in your life where, maybe you felt the worst, you felt the most alone. And I honestly pray, like I want this to be something that can help solidify your belief in God's existence for where we are right now. Because if we're in a position that we can look back on something and help ourselves heal through that, we have already been blessed beyond measure, because there's a lot of people that don't get that chance. There's a lot of people that, you know, would give anything to come back and be able to talk to their younger self and just to say that one thing. But what would be that one thing? I mean, there's a million things. And I think this is part of that progressive healing, is that we can continue to go back to who we were and what we've done and talk ourselves through the process. Like, there's so many times I can look back and be like, God, bitch, I'm so fucking proud of you. I'm so proud of you. You did this. And just to even remind myself in that time and space that I'm always there. And then the actual realization that even where I'm going, that version of me is praying and rooting for me right now. Praying and rooting for me. I know that I'm not alone anymore. I know I don't have to carry the weight of the world. I hear so many people saying, I just am tired of having to be the strong one. I'm tired of being strong and all of these things. And I'm just like, I can relate to that because I was there. It's something I think that everyone has to grow through. And we cannot compare our lives. We cannot compare our journeys. We just have to know that what is for us will always find us. And no matter how that works out, and even in moments that we think are maybe negative, it's so important to not put labels on good or bad. It's important to just be in the present moment and just know everything is an experience. Everything is creating us for who we were meant to be. And we are not of this world, babe. We are not of this world. We are playing an end game that is far beyond anything that we can comprehend with our earthly brains. Like, we can't even comprehend this. We're playing that game for surviving the spiritual side of us to get to live forever. We're playing the game of, we don't want to be tortured souls in hell. And let's say, okay, let's say for the sake of argument, you're like, Brandon, I really don't believe in God. I'm just saying, what if I'm right and God exists and Christ died for you? I know I'm right, but I'm saying, what if you considered the fact that maybe I was right? What do you have to lose? Like, what do you have to lose if you really fight for that relationship with Christ and you acknowledge that it's possible and you seek him out and you start looking for the proof in that? You lose nothing because you're becoming a better person. There's nothing in there that is going to make your life worse. Every single page of the Bible that I'm reading, my life improves. My soul improves. My spirit improves. My discernment improves. Everything, my self-worth, my self-love, my compassion, my empathy, my healing, my pain, all of it, it just improves. It is better. It is better. Every single word lights my soul on fire. What do you have to lose for taking that chance? Ooh, watch out. You don't want to be a better person. And then maybe your truth is, you find out I was wrong. What did you lose? You know, what time did you lose on improving of being a good person? There are a lot of self-help books out there. Everybody keeps asking me if I've read Mel Robbins' Let Them, because I've been saying Let Them for a very long time. I have people that have made choices in my life and I just have to let them. And so this has been my mantra for quite a while. Everyone's like, you have to read this book. You have to read this book. I hear you. I'm going to read it. I love Mel Robbins. I am staring at two of her books right now. I love her. Incredibly intelligent, very insightful. Like, she's the shit. Okay. If you've read this book, I know you're going to tell me you definitely have to get it, but I'm going to tell you guys, the best self-help book to ever exist is the Bible. It is not just self-help. It is a literal guidebook to life and to who and how you should become everything you're meant to be, to step into your potential. The answer for everything is there. You just dive into the best self-help book ever and start to be a good person. But I want you guys really, okay, I digress. I know I'm getting off track here, but this was just a quick I love you podcast episode just to say, listen, bitch, I want you to go back and sit with yourself, or maybe go in the future and sit with yourself, because I think it's not just important to go back and kind of, you know, help our little one inside of us to give them that healing, to give them the break. Tell that 16-year-old girl, you don't have to be strong anymore. Like, 45-year-old Brandon is driving the bus. You rest easy, little girl, till I need you again. Like, just relax. You don't have to keep showing up and getting feisty and doing everything we used to have to do for fight or flight to survive, okay? We're okay. 12-year-old Brandon, who, was abandoned by her parents. It's fine. You don't have to shut everybody out. You don't have to be hyper independent. You can start letting people in. I'm still working on that one. I want to make that very clear. I'm still working on that. That is, I don't know how long it's going to take me if I'm ever going to truly heal from that, but it's in my awareness and I promise I'm trying. I am trying. I will continue to work on whatever needs worked on, but it's also important that we acknowledge there is a possibility of a future self. Is life promise? No, but we should live like it's coming. You should live like you're gonna be here in another 10 years. And what can you do today to set yourself up in 10 years? That's part of my realization this week is like, bitch, what are you doing for future Brandon? I get like current Brandon, she's living in the moment, she's doing the things, but I also really have to consider who I'm gonna be and how I can show up for her to make her quality of life the most amazing, to make, her stepping into her potential easy. What am I doing today to do that? So I want you guys just to sit with that stuff. That's your little assignment for the day. And by day, I say it is 8 o'clock at night, and I'm still waiting for a grocery order. Snowed in without a car because my car's in the shop because I'm in the season of shit happen. Y'all, we didn't have a kitchen sink for a while, and then our dryer went out. So I barely caught up on laundry yesterday, and now my car's in the shop, and I'm okay. I'm grateful. I'm so grateful because it's okay. It's all working out. And these are things that I just need that little reminder of not taking it for granted. Dude, having kids and not having a car is insane to me. I will not take that for granted because we are snowbound without a car. So depending on a grocery order and it's like an hour late. The weather's terrible, so it may not even get here tonight. So I'm just like womp womp, and I'm at the mercy of of my mechanic, who is incredibly amazing. If you're local, reach out to me. I will give you the best recommendation. Okay. But yeah, so I hope it's done early tomorrow because I just have a lot of shit going on. We got shit to do, right? Cheers to this. I hope this podcast episode is working. Make sure you guys check my show notes. I still have discount codes in there and I have links for a lot of my favorite things. Okay. There's some shit going on in there. I want you guys to check it out. And that's it. I love you guys. I'm incredibly grateful that, I got this episode up. So let's just pray that it works and you're hearing it. And cheers to trying again tomorrow. Okay. I love you guys.